Welcome to Talk Game, the Talk Show, Season 2.
And we're your hosts, GQ and T.
And we're the Relationship Battle Twins.
And today, we're here to help somebody else with their love life.
On this show, we basically talk about some of the worst situations, find the best out of everything.
So let's get into it.
Hi, honey. Okay, here's this story. So my boyfriend went to a D1 college, university, and played D1 sports himself years ago. So two New Year's ago, he told me in a conversation that they were in a bowl and he was going to the game with his nephew and his friend. Meanwhile, I was planning to come down and visit him New Year's Eve. I had a flight, which I still did. I still went and I took the flight, went and stayed at his place, even though I wasn't there, and went to a New Year's party, and kind of felt unimportant or not a priority. Everyone at the party was like, oh my God, I can't believe he left you and didn't go, you know, to the party with you, and he went to the game. So he came home the next day, completely did not think he did anything wrong. To this day still stands by his decision, and I don't know if I kind of disagree. I don't understand. I think the way that he told me at the end of a conversation, oh, by the way, I'm going to the game, you know, that's it, and too bad about you going to the party by yourself. So that was something that I'm still confused to this day, and you know, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But that's my story.
Before we even get started, make sure you like, comment, follow, subscribe, and share on all social media platforms at The Relationship Battle Twins.
And don't forget to comment down below. And if you got your own personal story, hit us up on IG here in the YouTube section and we'll get in contact with you.
Okay, so I feel like the same way he was going to a bowl game, and you can fumble the ball at the bowl game. You can fumble a person.
He's fumbling her.
I feel like he's fumbling her. Even if they didn't break up, you start to fumble somebody's emotions too.
You're right, because she didn't say it was an ex yet.
Right. And she did say that she didn't feel important.
That's a big one. You got to feel important in your own relationship.
You have to feel important to your person.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just a random
person. Like, what are you doing at that point? You know what I mean? Like, I have to feel important to you. I have to feel like a priority. Especially whenever I buy a flight to come see you.
Yo, let me tell you something. This is crazy. Most times we deal with someone getting flown out.
Yeah.
And then being expected to perform.
She purchased her own flight.
To come see you. She's invested in seeing you.
Yeah.
And then you dip out and tell her. What, the day before?
Yeah, like on the fly too. Like, we talking full conversation. It's not like he called and was like, hey, listen, babe, I got this opportunity to go to this game. Now, I haven't made a decision or not, but I really want to know. Like, this is my alma mater. Like, this,
that's
I really want to go.
That's some cowardly stuff.
He didn't do that. She said that they talking and it was like, okay, well, I got to go. I got to get back to work. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to a bowl game. Whenever you get here, I won't be here. Love you. Click. And you're sitting there like, huh?
Now, I'm going to tell you why sis got me like, yes, okay?
Okay.
Like, I'm a fan of her, like all of you, right? She went to the party.
Yeah.
And hung out with the friend.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, I'm not even going to act like, typically I would tell you, like, expressing your relationship business to other people, especially in the friend group, is a bad idea.
Right.
But she went with his friend, and I'm sure it was heavy on her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't hold that heart back.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm sure she just started rambling.
You know what? I don't even think that she started rambling. Because you know what? I'm going to say this. If we're hosting a holiday party.
Right.
And we invite our friend and a couple. Like, right? His girl's going to come too. But he don't come, but the girl come. We're such and such. And then somebody else knows, oh, well, he went to the bowl game.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, I can't believe that he didn't.
And now you had a full conversation about it.
And she said that they kept saying, like, so many of them, I'm sure the wives were like, I cannot believe that he didn't come with you.
Oh,
like,
you are all, you know, you know they had something to say.
I can't believe that. Like, and now you're looking at your mate like, yeah, that's not cool. Like a black mama. You know how you see somebody else do something in a store?
And you think you've been acting like this?
You'll start getting in trouble. You like, I ain't even doing that.
Black mama.
So I think that that's what happened, you know? But I give her so much props and so much credit on the fact that she did still go.
Right.
Because she easily could have been like,
I'm put on this.
Yo, she bought that ticket. She showed up at that. And let me tell you something. She out of town thinking he's going to take care of everything. Like, she bought her ticket to come there. Uh-huh. And yep.
I mean, if we're being technical, he still didn't take care of everything.
How'd she get to his house from the airport? How did she get from his house to where the party was? Okay, right. Like, you see, it'd be the small stuff like that. You know, was she planning to relax?
And is it not possible that he left her his car?
It is. But remember, she still got to get to the car.
If you at the airport, then he leave it at the airport because he flew out too.
He flew out too?
I mean, I'm giving you a...
You're guessing?
He flew out and left you a car. Because, I mean, plenty of times, like, that's happened with, like...
No. We didn't... I don't think it said that he flew out.
No, it doesn't say that he flew out. It just says he went to the bowl game.
And I'm going to tell you why I don't think he flew out.
Why?
Because he didn't come back that night.
Huh?
Now let me just trifle.
That's true.
And that's a whole other thing. But based on our fact... He didn't come back that night.
Right, which could mean that he flew out. Because that's the only way that you didn't come back that night.
No. Right. That's the only way you can't come back that night.
You can't. Most of the time, depending on how late.
How late does the game go?
Some of these games be...
At a college?
Yeah, college sports is different. Like, you tailgate. First of all, you tailgate all day.
No. This is what I mean. Even if I tailgate all day, mm-hmm. and the game is gone.
Yeah.
But my girl flew in to see me.
No, that's whenever you prioritize your part. He's not prioritizing.
Even if the game was going,
yeah.
I'm going to catch that last flight out.
Yeah. No problem.
And flights leave at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
So, like, and if he was driving distance, why didn't you drive back that night?
He was drunk. He had a college game.
Then you didn't prioritize
him. He didn't prioritize her, period.
Bro.
Because if we're being realistic, don't they have a bowl game every year? Of some sort.
Why didn't he take her with him?
I think.
Why didn't they just meet there?
At the bowl game?
Yeah.
Those things are hard to get tickets for.
He got tickets.
He did.
So
he did. I don't remember exactly if. Did she say that he got a ticket on somebody?
I think it was like a last minute thing.
And so maybe he just couldn't get an extra one. But you know what? I'm going to say this. Whenever it is your person. I tell people all the time, I'm a plus one, baby.
Right.
And that means if we can't go, I can't go.
I'm going to say this. Even in that state, like, let's say your team going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you got plans and your homie hit you last minute. I got an extra Super Bowl ticket. Mm-hmm. This one of the once in a lifetime opportunities that come around rare like this, right?
Yeah.
You still have to make a way for your person.
Yeah.
Or you tell them when you know immediately.
That's the biggest thing.
Right. Everything he did and how he handled was slang.
Right. Right. 100%.
Because I guarantee you, he don't handle no other business like that.
Yeah. That's the biggest problem for sure. And you know what? The fact that they have made these plans and, you know, if you're going to a New Year's party and you're going with your mate, now you probably went shopping, bought this dress. So because you want to, you know, be the best you can be when you're going with your partner. And then you fly out of town. Now you still show up. You're still present.
Right.
And my man just did what he wanted to do. He didn't prioritize you in the least bit.
At all.
I don't feel like you're that important, if I'm just being honest. Like, I don't feel like you're that important. That bowl game was important, though.
And you know, I'm going to tell you, even if the bowl game, I would give her that she still would be important to him, depending on how he did it. You know? If he cared for her, and protected her interest, mm-hmm. and did everything he could to get back, or you know, that would have made me know he wanted to do both things, but she was still a priority.
Yeah,
like if he could drive, being him, you fly out there or however you get there.
Right,
I'm driving back. That's I'm not drinking all that with you because I got to get back to old girl. So when she wake up in the morning,
I'm there.
I'm there.
Yeah.
cooking breakfast, yeah. brought breakfast.
Yeah.
When you waking up to me being here because yeah. I went to the ball and we had plans already. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's give and take. I'm going to take this and yeah. I'm going to give you this.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? I do think that him making every arrangement that I needed at that point
right.
would have been important to me, right?
Right.
The fact that your ass is gone. Low key, I need a car service. I need my name on it.
Right.
When I come down, somebody there to get me.
Or, like you said, drop off the car.
Something.
I leave it in valet.
You need to figure all of this shit out.
Right.
I don't want to figure out shit.
That okay? I wouldn't have to figure out if you was here.
Because if he was there, I'm sure he would have came to pick you up.
Right. And there's the matter of food. Like, if I thought we were, like you had said, like we planning to go out.
Yeah.
Or we're planning, like, even if I was planning to cook, is the food in there yeah. still? And if I'm coming out here, probably not gonna cook every day. Like, where these meals that, you know,
right.
I expect you to take care
everything.
Of some of this stuff.
And you know, because it was New Year, most people like to spend New Year's with their
person.
Their person or their people, their family. If right. I can't be with my person, I at least wanna be around my people. Now I'm in a spot where I'm around these people, not my people.
Yeah.
Right. Now these other people, this is my person's people, and he not here and not me. I bet you they are people now.
You know what? Thank God that they were so nice and kind
welcoming.
And greeting. Right. Like they were welcoming to her.
Well,
they
I know
were
some
open to her still coming. Right. It's like, why was she going without me when he didn't want me to know her? What
right.
was her? You know what I mean? So I think that the friend group is a good friend group too.
Right.
And they must have met her or known who she was at some point.
You
because
so?
I don't think there's any way possible she would, and unless she, because that kind of boldness would have checked him on this.
Uh-huh.
Right. But to go to a place, to an event where you're not, you're the plus one
yeah.
to meet someone else's friend
yeah.
and you have to introduce yourself. But
yeah.
then you don't introduce yourself as this person's person. You introduce it as yourself.
Right.
And then when they ask, oh, okay,
yeah.
such and such.
Yep.
I think she knew these people.
You think she knew them?
I think that's why she felt more comfortable in going.
You think so?
That she, or at least had met them before. I should say that, at least met them before.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you're ready to get to the breakdown.
Oh, yeah. No, because we got help since I was going to do trash for this.
Yeah, no, big trash.
All right.
We'll be right back. And we're back with the breakdown. And we're going to see how we can help our good sis out.
And so let's see if we can find this toxic situation around.
So.
Get a new nigga.
Not getting old. So I think that. Being that if she chooses to stay in this relationship with this person,
right,
they need to sit down and have a real heart to heart and get a real understanding and a real listen. I don't care how you feel about it.
Right.
You made me feel like I was unimportant to you. You didn't care about us at all. You didn't prioritize.
Okay.
I don't like that feeling. And these are things that I will not tolerate inside of this relationship. Okay. And I know you're going to say, oh, well, I got the, okay, I don't care about none of that. All right. I don't care. You got these tickets. I don't care. You want this ball game. I don't care about attention. I'm telling you how it made me feel.
Right.
And if you don't care how I feel, we have another issue.
Right.
But being that I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you care how I feel, and then you've been dating for however long they've been dating.
Right.
And really sit down and voice her feeling.
Right.
And set some kind of boundary limit on moving forward.
Right.
On how this could be handled differently. Because
right.
shit happens. Life happens. Now, if he had an emergency, that's one thing.
Right. That's different.
But just making another choice is another.
Making a last minute choice that extra out of your equation. Like, at that point, there would have to be, like, for future plans,
mm-hmm.
something a little more solid. Because catching a flight ain't just catching a flight,
right.
you know?
Right.
There's arrangements that have to be made. You know, it's a lot of things that go into it, and the consideration of her time, most importantly, and the consideration of her finances.
Yep.
And then, you know, and all those things even fall under her feet.
Right.
I think she needs to set new boundaries with this individual.
Yeah.
And not be so readily accessible or available.
Oh.
Because of that.
Okay.
Because they've proven to take advantage of your availability.
Yeah.
Because almost, I would love to know what possessed her mm-hmm. to still fly. Is it because she bought the ticket?
Probably. You know, a lot of people, you can't not all of these airlines will give you your money back, right? There's only certain airlines that you can cancel basically like right before and they'll give you your money back.
Right.
And so now you're just sitting here with this flight that you're going to lose your money anyway. And it's like, damn, I already made all these plans. I already bought this dress. You know what I mean? Like I was
right.
So anyway, fuck it. Let me go.
Right. Which is why it's like, okay, let me go ahead and go. So shout out to her for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, limit your access to him like that.
His access to you?
His access to her. Because she ended up, she was, like you said, she was coming.
Yeah.
She made the arrangement.
Right.
He didn't deserve it.
He didn't deserve it, right.
And that was only demonstrated by how he treated them.
Yeah. That's what they don't talk, you can fumble good people.
And I want to say she's a good person.
Yeah.
But nobody deserved that.
Right, right.
You know, that was it. That is the definition of inconsiderate.
100%.
So, for her not to come to that, she needs to set new boundaries and not to be excessive.
Stand on that shit.
Right.
When you say it, say that shit with your chest and mean that.
Right.
If you break these boundaries, this is a deal breaker for me. Right.
Right.
Like if you make me feel unimportant again, you make me feel unprioritized to this level.
Right.
And you just cancel on me last minute for some shit you just want to do. I'm going to go do some shit I want to do.
And it ain't going to be with
right,
you.
Right. Like now we're you.
But I think also at that moment, she needs to be okay with being alone.
Right.
And I think that may have influenced her feeling about why they're still together. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you. I don't think this was the first time.
Yeah.
And I don't think this may have been to this level, but it's probably not the first time.
This is bold.
Right. The
first time, this will be bold.
The level of boldness in this.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And most people don't operate off of that.
Right.
It would be a complete shock. And if it was the first time, she has to be looking at other things going on in their relationship. Uh-huh. But if he's done this in minor ways or lower, and I say minor as in less than this,
yeah,
then you've allowed this to build up and she's got to put a stop to that and she's got to voice it. And that's the biggest thing is to voice it. And it seemed like she didn't really understand how she felt on the matter.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if she sits down, gets clarity on her feelings about how this made her feel what, when it felt that way and why she received it this way, she can stand on that in the future.
Yeah.
Because dude trash for that.
Yeah, big prayer.
But to not be able to convey it and not to be able to prevent it from happening again are going to be her biggest problem.
Yeah.
And because of that, you're going to have to, like, take a step back, sis.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Take a step back.
Absolutely.
Because this was major.
Yeah, this is big.
Yeah.
This is a big situation right here. Like, this ain't little. Like, this is big.
This was a lot. And you know what? This is coming from a person, like, on New Year's, I don't really see a big deal with New Year's. Me personally, I don't care that I'm fitting in with anybody. You know, there are multiple New Year's. I'm dope.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. It don't bother
me. Right. But I think it's also having just the respect for somebody else, right? If you know your person cares and your person wants to do it, that's whenever you need to respect it.
Right. And because it's got to signify, whatever the case may be, in that scenario, if it was or wasn't important to her, they had made plans.
Right.
Those plans were important to her. And you know that by the effort she put into.
Right.
That's what I think should have been respected most of all.
Yeah.
So, and when someone doesn't value your time and your effort like that, to me, we start closing out this chapter.
Yeah, no, facts. Exactly.
So, but that's all we have time for today.
Always remember, healthy love heals.
We'll see you next week.
Your touch drives me crazy. Your smile is amazing.